what is it that this advisory team is supposed to do exactly when it comes to informing people in Congress about Cuba?
Well, there are a few things, and I think it due to inaction from our current president, Leader McCarthy decided that we need to figure out what we as Republicans can do to help the people of Cuba and also maybe engage with some Democrats on the other side in Congress. So there are a few things that we have on our agenda. We want to have a special conference, a policy meeting to explain the situation in Cuba, and we have a number of actually people in our conference who are Cuban immigrants and have connection to Cuba. We also want to see if we can get a conference-wide briefing from the Biden administration. We'll look at also what kind of policy we need to have a discussion to make sure that we can help to open the internet to facilitate the freedom of speech and assembly in the country, make sure that we can keep the embargo in place and discuss any other policies. And we also discuss and maybe in addition to sending some letter to administration, also maybe travel to Miami and meet with some Cuban-American community and maybe hold a rally and really see how we can be helpful in the conference.
Now, people who know something about your story know that you have experience with totalitarian government. Can you talk a little bit about what you bring to the table as far as your own experience goes?
Well, unfortunately, I did grow up in a communist country, and I understand what communist regime does to people. And, you know, I understand, I've seen it, what's happening. If, you know, people try to express any opinions that the government doesn't like and want to have freedoms. And so I understand when my colleagues saying that right now that, you know, that the Cuban regime is beating people to death and using live ammunition, and people and children are disappearing. And they cannot be fined. You know, that reminds me what was happening in the Soviet Union. If you do something that government doesn't like, you know, the government tries to kill you, send bandits to kill you or put you in some jails and prisons or send you to Siberia. And that was very, very tough to get out of that. And I'm so glad that we had United States helping to promote these freedoms and help to stand with the people that are trying to get this freedom in the 80s. And I think it's important because I think for strategic purposes, us as a country, to have democratic society, they have member countries around us with democracy, it's good for our strategic interests. And if we can in some way to facilitate for people to in their pursuit of freedom in Cuba, you know, we'll have less force to fight and less enemies around the world.
What do you think it will take to get an American public, some of them that are not even educated on exactly what goes on in Cuba, to pay attention to what's happening?
Well, I think we need to bring more visibility and maybe us to talk a little bit about it more because it's important. You know, we're the beacon of freedom for the rest of the world. We're the only country, to tell you the truth, left that are willing to stand with people around the world who fight for their rights and democracies and freedoms. And we have a lot of challenges here, too. But, you know, with all of the challenges, we're still, you know, the best country. And we have millions of people trying to actually come here, even illegally. And that's really a big challenge for us that we have to deal with. But unfortunately, this administration is not dealing with that. And we have to promote human rights. And we need to make sure that, you know, we work with our allies and help our allies, but be tough on our adversaries and make sure that we keep this embargo, that the people have an ability to fight the government. And I think that is very important. And I think this, you know, ideology, you know, killed a lot of people. If you think about it, it killed a lot of Americans. You know, if you look at the last century, most wars we fought, they were with Soviet Union weapons. So they came from communist country and they were Russian made, you know, and even if we fought in Vietnam. So these ideologies are very destructive for our country, and we have to be more proactive and have a policies where we don't have to fight wars, but have policy where help people within their countries to become free and fight for their freedom. And there is not much we need to do, but we can be helpful as a country. But right now, the current administration is doing nothing, and I think we have to put pressure, and I hope we can find some Democrats, especially in Florida, because there are a lot of Cuban communities that understand what's happening on the ground to put pressure on this administration.
do you think, from the knowledge that you've gained so far studying this subject and what's going on at this point in Cuba, that this may be the time that there is permanent change there?
I think, you know, what I hear from my colleagues, you know, and I actually personally have never been in Cuba, but understand how communist countries work. But what I hear from my colleagues, who actually some of them came from Cuba, some of them have still families there, is that there is a change and people start paying attention to what's happening. And I think there is much more information accessible to people. The same happened in Soviet Union. In this utopian equality and misery, yeah, people are equal, you know, in misery, and it's pretty miserable life, you know, these people stop believing that that is the best way they can live, you know, and I think that information is helping for people to stand up. And from my colleagues, I hear that there are much more people start realizing that they don't want to continue on this path. And I think that's a positive when you actually start larger parts of populations start realizing that they want to be free and they want to have some rights. And I think that's, you know, very positive.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take up more of your time. I know you got a very busy day, but thank you for not only calling, but speaking so passionately about this.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Good to talk to you.
Okay, good talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.